It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. A group of Colorado River experts is calling for big changes in the way we manage the shrinking water supply. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Alex Hager has more.
The group says the Colorado River is on the cusp of catastrophe, where dams stop working and old agreements can no longer be carried out. Zach Frankel, director of the Utah Rivers Council, says ongoing negotiations lack transparency and aren't moving quickly enough.
We're so clearly not addressing the depth of challenge we're facing. And what we're asking is it because of the process?
Frankel says every state that uses the Colorado River needs to come up with ways to use less. And the region needs to rethink how and where it stores water as reservoirs drop to record lows. I'm Alex Hager.
Local leaders on the Western Slope say it will take years to recover from this summer's major wildfires. Nearly 200,000 acres were burned by five major fires. Rio Blanco County Natural Resources Director Reese Melton says that was followed by widespread flash floods.
And you don't have this level of ecological disturbance without something's being changed on the landscape long term.
Colorado's requested the Trump administration use FEMA funds to help cover the more than $27 million in damages in Rio Blanco County. Palmer Lake trustee Amy Hudson resigned over discord surrounding a potential giant Bucky's Travel Plaza. In a notice posted on the town's website, Hudson says anger and vitriol surrounding the potential annexation of the land for the Travel Plaza has made her, quote, too bitter to carry out her office. Town Co. says the remaining trustees may appoint someone to fulfill her term. You are listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.